Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Ultimate Tax Liens and Deeds Investing Guide by Robert Newton is a practical real estate investing manual focused on tax lien certificates and tax deed auctions, positioned as a beginner-friendly yet comprehensive guide. It explains how investors can use government-backed delinquent tax claims and foreclosure-related property sales to pursue returns with relatively low capital compared with conventional real estate. The book appears to be designed for readers who want a structured entry point into an area that is often confusing because it combines tax law, auction procedures, and property research. Its purpose is not simply to describe the strategy in theory, but to show how tax liens and deeds function, how to evaluate opportunities, and how to navigate the risks that come with legal deadlines, state rules, and competition at auction. Based on the available description, it emphasizes current market conditions and updated guidance for 224 and 225. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how tax liens and tax deeds create a distinct real estate investment model. The book centers on a type of investing that differs from direct property ownership and from ordinary rental strategy. Tax liens and tax deeds are tied to unpaid property taxes. So the investor is not beginning with a house to manage, but with a legal claim or auction process created by local government. That matters because the return profile is driven by tax collection rules, redemption periods, and public sale procedures rather than by rent or renovation. Newton frames this as a low-risk, high-reward path because the investment is secured by a tax obligation and often linked to real property. The conceptual value of the book lies in helping readers understand that the opportunity comes from the structure of the tax system itself. A reader who grasps that structure can begin to evaluate where value comes from, why yields can be attractive, and why state-specific rules are central to the strategy. This is the foundation for everything else in the book. Secondly, step-by-step guidance for entering tax lien certificate and tax deed auctions. A major practical focus of the guide is the process of actually buying tax lien certificates and participating in tax deed auctions. This is important because the strategy is not passive in the usual sense. It requires knowing how auctions work, how bidding is conducted, and what paperwork or deadlines must be followed after a purchase. The book appears to break the process into approachable steps so that readers can move from curiosity to action without relying on guesswork. That is especially useful in this niche, where a small procedural mistake can change the outcome of an investment by emphasizing the purchase sequence. Newton helps readers connect theory with execution, how to identify a sale, how to prepare capital, and how to understand what is being bought at the auction. The practical strength of this topic is that it converts an obscure market into a repeatable method. For a beginner, that structure can reduce hesitation. For an experienced investor, it can serve as a checklist for improving discipline and consistency. Thirdly, using state-by-state tax rules to avoid errors and improve deal selection. The book's emphasis on updated laws and state-by-state differences is one of its most important features. Tax lien and tax deed investing is not governed by a single national system, and that means the same strategy can work very differently depending on the jurisdiction. Redemption periods, bidding formats, interest structures, and foreclosure rules all vary. A book that addresses those differences gives readers a realistic view of the market instead of implying that every auction works the same way. This matters because many failures in the field come from misunderstanding local rules rather than from bad luck. By highlighting legal variation, Newton encourages investors to think like due diligence analysts rather than bargain hunters. The result is a more careful approach to deal selection, evaluate the state, confirm the procedure, and match the investment style to the rule set. That analytical discipline is especially valuable for readers who want to avoid costly assumptions and who understand that legal compliance is part of the return calculation. Fourthly, why the book stresses limited capital, passive income, and portfolio diversification. Another clear theme is accessibility. The book is positioned for readers who may not have large amounts of money to place into traditional real estate, yet still want exposure to property-linked returns. Tax lien and deed investing can appeal to such readers because the entry point may be lower than buying and managing a rental property, and because the strategy can be used to diversify beyond stocks, bonds, or conventional real estate holdings. Newton appears to present the method as a way to build a passive income stream, or at least a semi-passive return profile, depending on the specific instrument and jurisdiction. That framing is important because it explains why the book may attract both beginners and more advanced investors. Beginners often want a lower-cost starting point, while experienced investors may want a non-correlated or specialized asset class. The book's value here is not in promising effortless income, but in showing how disciplined selection and legal knowledge can make a small entry strategy viable. It broadens the reader's idea of what real estate investing can look like. Lastly, risk management, due diligence, and realistic expectations in a specialized niche, the book does not appear to treat tax lien and tax deed investing as effortless profit. Instead, its usefulness depends on teaching readers how to manage risk in a market shaped by deadlines, title issues, redemption rights, and uneven property quality. In that sense, the guide is as much about avoiding mistakes as it is about finding returns. Readers need to understand what they are buying, what obligations may follow, and how to research a property before committing funds. This topic matters because tax sale opportunities can look attractive on the surface while hiding complications that affect profitability. A guide that stresses due diligence helps readers set realistic expectations and avoid overestimating the simplicity of the strategy. It also distinguishes the book from generic wealth books by anchoring advice in a specific transaction type. The most practical takeaway is that tax lien and deed investing rewards preparation, patience, and legal awareness. That makes the book relevant to readers who want a process-based framework rather than hype. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a practical introduction to tax lien and tax deed investing rather than a broad overview of real estate. Beginners will benefit from the structured explanations of how auctions, certificates, and state rules fit together. While more experienced investors may appreciate the updated orientation toward current laws and the emphasis on scalable deal selection, its main value is that it turns a specialized and often confusing niche into an organized strategy that can be studied and applied methodically. Compared with many real estate books that focus on rentals, flipping, or general wealth building, this guide concentrates on a narrower but less commonly explained segment of the market. That specialization is what gives it distinction. It speaks directly to readers who want lower upfront capital requirements, government-linked structure, and a clearer understanding of how returns are generated in tax sale investing. If the reader is willing to learn the legal and procedural details, the book offers a focused framework for entering a market that many investors overlook. If you would like to support Robert Newton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.